Fatherhood. Let un zit wi' his dog and his cat, wi' their noses a-turned to the vire, and have all that a man should desire. But there isn't much readship in that. Whether volk might have children or no, wouldn't make mighty odds in the mine. They'd bring us more joy wi' more hoe, and wi' none, we've less joy wi' less pain. We be all like a zull's idle share out, and shall rust out unless we do wear out, like do-nothing, rue-nothing, dead-alive dumps. As for me, why, my life isn't bound to my own heart alone among men. I'd a live in myself, and again in the lives of my children all round. I'd a live with my boy in his play, and again with my maid in her songs, and my heart is astirred with their joy, and would burn at the sight of their wrongs. I ha' 9 lives, and so if a half o' 'em to cry, why, the rest o' 'em would laugh, all so plivily, jivily, happy with hope. T'other night, I come home a long road, when the weather did sting and did freeze, and the snow, for the day had a snowed, were of rose on the boughs of the trees. And my toes and my fingers were numb, and my feet were so lumpy as logs, and my ears were so red as a cock's comb, and my nose were so cold as a dog's. But so soon's I got home, I forgot where my limbs were cold or were hot, when with loud cries and proud cries they called me so cold. For the first that I happened to meet, come to pull my girt coat from my yarm, and another did rub my face warm, and another hot slippered my feet, while their mother did cast on a stick for to keep the red fire alive, and they all come so busy and thick as the bees fleeing into their hive, and they made me so happy and proud that my heart could have crowed out aloud. They did twile-zo and smile-zo and call me so cold. As I sat with my take-up at rest, there I pulled out the ties I did bring, men a-kicking, a-wagged wi' a string, and goggle-eyed dolls to be dressed. And oh, from the children there sprung such a charm when they handled their ties, that for pleasure the bigger ones wrung their two hands at the sight of their jies, as the boys' bigger vices fell in with the maidens a-tittering then, and their dancing and prancing and little mouths' laughs. Though 'tis hard stripes to breed 'em all up, if I'm only a-blessed from above, they'll make me amends with their love, with their pillar, their plate, and their cup. Though I shall be never a-spoiled with a sarvice that money can buy, still the hands of a wife and a child be the blessings of low or of high. And if there be mouths to be fed, he that sent 'em can send me their bread, and will smile on the child that's a-new on the knee.